Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today's special guest is the founder of Nevada Corporate Headquarters Incorporated, a premier business formation and consulting firm in Las Vegas. And today, we're going to be discussing something extremely profound, and that is the Spurti Vitamin D lamp. So, Court, welcome to the show.
Lucas, it's great to be on Boost Your Biology. I have heard fantastic things about you from my team, and I know we've been working on getting this interview together for a while here.
Awesome. So maybe, Court, did you want to let my audience know a little bit about yourself? How did you get so fascinated into health optimization and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it really began in growing up in northern Minnesota. It's close to Canada. We don't get a lot of sunlight. The days are overcast, and it's frankly depressing. And in the winter, driving to work, driving to the university, getting up in the dark, like so many people experience all throughout Europe, Canada, and countries that have that small amount of sunlight or winter conditions, it's tough. Winter blues are real. Affects so many people in so many ways. And there's a lot of people on, pharmaceuticals to avoid depression. And so we figured out, years ago through bright light therapy, that it was a great hack to bring that kind of serotonin lift that the sun gives each of us every day when we walk outside on a beautiful day by using bright light therapy. And so, interestingly, I had worked in Alaska in the fishing industry for a couple summers while I was in high school and college. And one of the boat captains lived in a place called Homer, Alaska, south of Anchorage. And his wife suffered from winter depression, like most people do in Alaska. And so he built her a light therapy device, and it worked incredibly well for her. And then neighbors wanted it, then friends and family, and it started to go. And he ended up putting it in a couple Home Depots in Anchorage and built a basic website. This is 20 years ago, and it started the process. And Neil, I had worked with, And he was selling this one device for almost 10 years before he came to me and said, I'm kind of tapping out, Court. I know you own several businesses and you can relate to a device like this because you've lived in this place. And the reason I say I lived is I no longer live in Minnesota, as we were talking, Lucas, before we got on. I live in a place with 300 days of sunlight a year, which is northern Nevada near Lake Tahoe. And I still get my four seasons, but I don't have to have the depressing four seasons that I experienced growing up. So I got into light therapy and took over Neil's business, and it was called Alaska Northern Lights. And that company now has four different products that we sell. It's all in the bright light therapy space for individuals that don't get enough sunlight and need it, a serotonin lift in the winter, or even when you're in coastal areas where you don't get enough sunlight, these light therapy devices can be fantastic. And the reviews and all the feedback that we've had from individuals over the years has just been fantastic. We've changed lives and I believe saved many lives as well. So fast forward a few years into that business, I ended up looking around at other light therapy opportunities. And I really like this space. And I wanted to know what else we can get into. So we looked at, red light therapies. We looked at other laser collagen therapy units with laser lights, hair growth. You know, I was hooked on light therapy as a solution for a lot of things. And I think whether it's light, which is frequency, or sound, which is frequency, you know, lasers, which is, again, frequency through light, we're going to have a lot of healing occur in the next 50 years by medical technologies that will take care of a lot of things just through wavelengths. And and so I wanted to expand into that area. And we found a small company in Kentucky that was selling three different products. And so we selected the Spurdy Vitamin D unit as a trial run. And we started to wholesale their product. And we found that there was a lot of resonance with this product. Now, this company that we took over was selling principally to doctors. And doctors were using it for patients, but they hadn't brought it out to the consumer market. And so that's what we did. And the product was doing so well, we decided to buy his business. He was in his 70s, had been running this company for many years. And he had three light devices. And two of them were light therapy products. One treated psoriasis and eczema, the skin. And then there's the vitamin D unit, which we're talking about today. And the third unit was more of a vanity unit that we picked up, which was a tanning light called the Fiji for people that want to keep a tan during the wintertime if they don't get out enough.
Yeah, that's
so that's the story.
It's an incredible, incredible background, Court. I mean, there's definitely a lot to unpack there. What I'd love to start with is maybe, did you want to explain to my listeners with the Spurdy vitamin D lamp, maybe let's go back to basics around the differences between UVB, UVA, and what this really means for our health?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we get so much vitamin D from the sun, right? And if you can't be out in the sun, you work, you're a night shift worker, you're in the medical field, it's just not a part of your life, or you live in an area where you just don't get sunlight. Especially in the wintertime, you know, we know the significance. So many people become quite aware of what the impact of low vitamin D can have in the body, especially during COVID. You know, the immune system the immune systems that were most impacted during COVID were individuals with low vitamin D levels, blood serum levels. And so it became huge where everybody's supplementing for vitamin D during COVID. But I think so many people still can't get any vitamin D through taking a supplement. And many of the supplements aren't built right. They're coming from basically animal products that people don't necessarily want to ingest. I won't go into how most vitamin D is made, but it's not real pleasant. And so having this unit that could replicate the sun for the UVB and UVA rays, which allows for the synthesis through your skin, melatonin in the skin, to create vitamin D in your body, was something that we were able to replicate through our light therapy device. And, you know, there's nothing that beats going outside and getting sunlight. And, you know, unfortunately, we've had a culture that is covered up so much and avoids the sun globally. You know, some countries more than others, where they literally don't step outside without covering their entire bodies. And, you know, and unfortunately, that's causing other issues. And, you know, when the kids don't get vitamin D because we slather them in products to block sunlight, that's a problem. Now, if you're going to be out in the sun for hours on end and you're fair skin, you know, you probably need some sunscreen on. But everybody needs a dose of vitamin D every day through sunlight. And again, if you can't do that, which is the preferred method, then look at what we have as far as our sporty vitamin D light, which replicates the bandwidth, as we mentioned, the UVB and UVA bandwidth that the sun brings to us for the maximum output or the production for the body to convert that into vitamin D in your body.
Excellent. And so, Court, maybe with the vitamin D lamp itself, talk to us about the recommended use for the actual product. Usually I see, you know, different number of minutes recommended. What have you seen work well, and has you've had, I'm sure you've had clients or customers that have actually performed blood tests before and after, and they've assessed their vitamin D level. So talk us through that.
Yes. So the device is really quite simple to use, right? That's, you know, anyone starts thinking about, oh, I've got a medical device and, you know, how much time am I going to put in? Is it going to be a pain in the butt? Is it going to sit in the closet and never get used? Well, in our case, you only need to use this 5 minutes every other day to get the levels of vitamin D that we want and to see a positive impact on blood serum levels of vitamin D. So that's nothing. You know, and especially people that have tested their vitamin D levels, which everyone should do. You know, if you're running a blood panel and you're not checking your vitamin D levels, in addition to that, you need to make sure that you are checking that. Even on our website at sporty.com, you know, you can order kits to test your blood serum levels of vitamin D. Now, I'm not a doctor. I am not a researcher. So I have to put this disclaimer out there. But from articles that we have been given for optimal immune health and body health, you want to maintain a blood serum levels of somewhere between 50 and 100, 100 max. There's some questions about what happens if you go over 100. There's lots of theories out there. I've heard articles about how it can hurt you. I maintain over 100 blood serum levels, but I don't recommend that because there's no research to show that it does any better for enhancing your body health. But it's because I use our devices and I get a lot of sun. So 5 minutes every other day, incredibly easy to use. But the target is to get to 50 to 100 blood serum levels. Most individuals are going to be shocked at how low their vitamin D levels are. Even people that are outside, even people that are supplementing, will be very surprised by this. And so what you can do is get your test done, use the device, track it for 90 days. It's what our recommendation is. And then come back and retest your blood serum levels again. And you will see a marked difference. We've worked with a group called Grassroots Health. Grassroots Health is all about vitamin D and the benefits of vitamin D. And they put out a ton of research. They have clinical trials going on for different things. And we work with them in their testing program to track our customers that want to get a baseline, use the unit, and follow up and see what the results were. So if anybody really is into this and wants to go down this path of just becoming sort of part of a trial or a group, work with us through Grassroots Health. Grassroots Health, all that information's on our website at sporty.com, and you can really work with us to get your blood serum levels up so that you can avoid all the issues that go on with low vitamin D. And, you know, I think they found out through COVID that most of the people that ended up on, you know, in the hospital on ventilators had below 20 vitamin D blood serum levels. They were generally unhealthy individuals. They're generally heavier than most, which is also a big factor in blood serum levels, that the heavier you are, in weight, the lower your blood serum levels are. So again, there's just a lot of negative factors. And even for supplementation, when it comes to malabsorption issues of taking vitamin D supplements, it washes out in most people, just like vitamin C does, that we all get to experience and see when now we take too much of that. The same thing happens with vitamin D supplements, is the heavier you are, the less likely it's going to convert into your body the way that you need it.
Yeah, that's some critical information when it comes to vitamin D supplementation. I mean, over the years as a naturopath, you know, in college, you know, we're taught that, you know, vitamin D should be supplemented, you know, between 5,000 IU and 10,000 IU. But I always try to say to my clients and those in the health optimization space that the sun is the preferred form. And then second to that would be the vitamin D lamp, where the sun is not possible. And so what I'd love to learn more about is the how difficult it would have been to be cleared by the FDA, like for a device to be. Yeah.
That is a whole another thing. So when you have FDA regulated products, it is especially medical devices, when you've got a psoriasis unit, a tanning unit, anything that emits UV rays is a regulated product by a very unique division within the FDA. In fact, they handle, you know, any lasers that are used for eye surgery, any kind of lasers used for skin conditions that people would have at, you know, medical spas and others. And so we fall into this category with incredibly high thresholds of expectations, because UV rays have been known to cause cancer, can cause eye damage, can cause lots of issues if used incorrectly in the wrong dosages and without proper protection, which is huge. So when you're working with the FDA, it's not an easy process. You don't just say, here's our device and we're going to send you it and please stamp and approve it. They actually come to our facility. They just went to our manufacturer last week. So we had an audit of the manufacturer. We have internal audits that occur sometimes annually. Generally, it's every other year, where they're looking at our tracking on every device, the age of the devices, any issues that occur with the devices, any customer returns, anything. It's an incredibly expensive process to get a product to be allowed to be sold by the FDA and to basically run under their scrutiny.
Yeah, that's a critical point, because a number of people listening to this podcast, I want to make sure that they do check out the link in this podcast show notes. I'll leave a link to the actual, the Spurdy Vitamin D lamp. There'll also be a discount code for those listening in, because what I really want to emphasize here is that whilst we're listening to Court speak about the benefits of a UV lamp, we have to be utilizing the one that's studied and the one that's been heavily scrutinized and carefully developed and designed to be, number one, safe, and clinically studied. So maybe did you want to elaborate upon the some of the clinical trials that maybe you guys looked at early on?
Yeah, years ago. So keep in mind that we purchased this company that was manufacturing and selling mostly to doctors the units, other than their tanning unit. They were selling direct to consumers. And so the scrutiny that they had to go through for the trials to get this product approved, to show that the tanning emitting elements were removed from the light spectrum, that it had proper UVD or UVB and UVA bands to actually allow for the production through the skin of vitamin D in the body. And, you know, I always equate it to, this is an aside, Lucas, but, you know, if you have a snake or a reptile of any kind that your kids have as a pet, or we all had as kids, you know, if you didn't have what they called a reptile light, you know, generally that was what I always was told, what would happen to that reptile? It would be dead soon. Mm. And so this is the equivalent of a reptile light for humans. And reptiles need sunlight. They need vitamin D. They absorb it through their skin. They absorb it through, you know, a turtle through the shell. And so this is the equivalent of that for humans. And so the clinical tests that were done many years ago were required to show that we were in the proper spectrum, the bandwidth of UVA and UVB were correct in the right proportions. And then we had to show results as well that there were movements in blood serum levels based on the usage. And then it was also based on how much usage and how little usage and how frequently the usage needed to occur. So all of this was a part of the history that we took on from the former owners of Spurdy.com, which most all of that is on our website, links to some of the trials that have occurred and some of the institutions that that Spurdy has worked with over the years.
And so in terms of the demographics and the target demographics for the Spurdy vitamin D lamp, maybe do you want to talk about in terms of your customer database and over the years now selling the device, you've probably noticed there's a particular cohort of individuals or people that tend to gravitate towards the product. Is it, you know, a certain age group, you know, more men, more women? Is it, you know, people that have digestive issues, things like that? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the norm, or probably our split, is about 60% women, 40% men. They are more in tune and aware, like, you know, individuals that watch and listen to your podcast that are interested in their own health. That's a major category. And then you get another category of individuals that are unhealthy, individuals that are dealing with something like, you know, a digestive system issue, a skin issue, an immune issue, which there's a ton of out there now where they're trying to enhance their immune systems. And so we kind of get the ultra healthy that are looking for hacks to, you know, improve their body and their overall health. And then we get the individuals that are dealing with something and can't figure out how they can get their blood serum up. And unfortunately, those unhealthy people tend to be more on the obese side as well, where they are, you know, tracking outside the norms of where they should be from, you know, a weight size. And so that's a whole nother part of the market that we're serving.
Also important to factor in for those listening in, carrying excess body fat is pretty well established to sequester vitamin D. And this is a really important point for those that might be carrying excess body fat. It's really important to note that, you know, vitamin D utilization is impaired. So this is critical to understand.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for anyone in your audience that, you know, is in that category, and I know we all prefer a different body type. Most everyone listening does. But, you know, if you're carrying around a lot of belly fat, and that's part of the killer, is you're going to have malabsorption issues. You're not going to get high enough vitamin D levels in your body from supplementation. And even, you know, oftentimes you're going to require more sunlight or more usage in front of a device like this. Those are individuals that really should be paying attention to those serum levels, because your immune system is not going to hold up with, you know, whether it's seasonal, you know, flus that come through, COVID, other things that can affect your body. And there's very high correlation to low cancer rates and high vitamin D blood serum levels, like shocking the data that's out against, you know, out there. And that was a lot of the data that and articles that we've have shared with people that come to our website for years and years until COVID hit. And then it all became immune health, and individuals that were ending up getting sick or dying tended to have low blood serum levels of vitamin D. So, you know, that took over the spotlight. But, you know, when you think about what, you know, people are dying from in this world today, you know, you've got cancer, you've got cardiovascular disease, and then you've got COVID as the third largest area. And vitamin D impacts all three of those areas.
Mm. What about as far as the actual UV, the UV light that it emits? Did you want to sort of explain why it's a little bit different to the sun in a sense that, you know, with 3 to 5 minutes of usage, the risk for sun damage, like as the risk for skin damage or skin burn is quite minimal with the Sperdi vitamin D lamp?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that that we've done is, you know, we've removed the damaging rays in spectrum, and that is along the lines of the tanning rays themselves. And so that's where we start getting into skin damage as you brown your skin or burn your skin, you know, and repetitive skin damage, you know, has a high correlation with skin cancer. And individuals know this very well. However, individuals that never get out in the sun create other issues for themselves. So it's not to avoid the sun, it's to get careful, intentional treatments, and then know when to cover up. And so what we were able to do, and what Sperdi, Dr. Sperdi that invented this device was able to do, was he was able to clear out spectrums that were causing skin damage and burning of the skin and focus on those areas that were allowing the skin to absorb the light properly for vitamin D, you know, levels in your body to go up. And that's where the UV B and UVA spectrums had such a significant impact. And so by doing that, they could basically, you know, change what the sun was doing to individuals in a way of taking the good but leaving the bad.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's obviously something that I'm sure a number of customers have probably inquired about over the years to learn more about the device. In terms of effectiveness and maximizing the effectiveness of the session, I'd imagine, you know, you've had customers inquire about should they be putting coconut oil on their skin or should they just be doing it to bare skin? Like, I'm sure you've heard some crazy things over the years.
Yes, yes, we have. And people, you know, there's people that are into tanning. You know, obviously there's enhancers for tanning. There's lotions and oils that you can use for even tanning beds. You do not want any of this to be used with our device. It is designed to just work with the skin and allow for the skin to absorb the light, get it into the liver, get it through the body, and turn it into vitamin D within your system and your kidneys. And I think, you know, the things that, whoops, hold on 1 second. For some reason, we just an issue. Well, we have a motion detector light in the room where I'm operating today. So I just had to move, I guess. We do not want to enhance it with anything else. But what we do want to do is we want to encourage everyone is if you're supplementing, continue to supplement. Don't stop supplementing. Just make sure you have a really clean, effective, you know, vitamin D supplement that you're using. You know, eat foods that are high in vitamin D that are going to benefit your body. Don't stop that. Watch the wasteful calories. And everyone knows what that is, you know. And then again, get out in the sunlight. You know, don't avoid the sun. As you mentioned earlier, it's like that's pinnacle and number one. But if you're falling into a category where you can't get your blood serum levels up through these more, you know, obvious and natural ways, then this is where the device really fits in well. And as I mentioned, you know, who's using it? It's shift workers that don't get into, you know, sunlight during the day. We've got a lot of medical professionals that work in hospitals, nurses, staff, you know, they're sleeping during the day when the sun is out. We've got factory workers that have shifts that use these devices because they can't get to the sun or those areas of, you know, the northern parts of the world that are just not getting enough sunlight. And it's, you know, it's the angle of the sun for vitamin D production as well. So you might say, well, I was outside, you know, cross-country skiing in the winter, and I got a lot of sunlight. Well, that's wonderful, but it's the angle of the sun where the spectrum that you need access to for vitamin D production is very minimal in the winter months. It is at its maximum in the summer, and that's when you want to fill up the body with as much sunlight as possible. But you could be outside a lot in the winter thinking that you're getting your fill, and you'll be shocked to learn that there's nothing that's actually happening in your body.
And this is something that I've emphasized quite a lot, Court, with other people in the health optimization space in terms of going outside in the sun. There's actually a little quick hack to figure out how many IU you're generating. There's an application called DMinder. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not familiar with it. DMinder.
DMinder, and that can basically determine your location on Earth.
Yep.
And basically it'll calculate how many minutes you'll need roughly, and you put in your skin complexion. Obviously that matters.
Yes.
And that will sort of estimate how many minutes you need to generate 10,000 IU, for example.
That's fantastic. And that's something we want to get out there too. If people can have a tool like that to know, because, you know, it's as we're talking, you know, and you're bringing up these different points, it's like I've had so many people that tell me I get a lot of sunlight. And I'm like, you don't get the right sunlight. And they're like, well, what does that mean? You know, I'm outside. Yeah. I ski. I go for walks in the winter. It's like, yep, but you're not getting vitamin D in the wintertime. I'm sorry. Just it's not happening. So, you know, what can I do? And so if they could use a tool or an app like DMinder, that sounds fantastic. It's just a way to plug it in, you know. Where do you find, you know, the highest levels of blood serum globally? It's going to be around the equator, you know, and about 20 degrees north and south. I know you know this. And it's like they don't have the issues that the rest of the planet has.
In addition, you found
that with COVID as well. If you look at the countries that were least impacted and follow that around the globe, it's areas where they got the right sunlight and they had access to that, where the northern and southern parts of our planet did not have sufficient vitamin D levels to protect themselves.
Yeah, and also as part of that, Court, is when individuals think that they're getting sunlight through the window or through a glass window, that's also a problem. You know, that's also not the same as actually proper being outside as well.
That spectrum is being filtered out, and you know, it might be great for serotonin levels. You're going to feel good. It's nice light, and you know, it's getting in through your optical nerve into your brain, but it's not going to affect vitamin D levels, whether that's driving in a car, sitting in your, you know, greenhouse in the wintertime thinking you're getting, you know, you're getting some sun, you're really not.
So what about as far as shipping worldwide? I imagine it would have started with probably just within the US.
Yes.
Did you want to sort of explain where you guys are at now in terms of shipping worldwide?
Yes, we're, you know, this is where obviously shipping costs aren't cheap coming from the US for a device of this size. You know, it's a tabletop unit. It's about 20 inches, you know, in height. I should have grabbed one to have in here, but you can see it on the website in use at spurdy.com. And so we can ship it anywhere on the planet. We do have plugs available for every country. And so that's something that comes out of our warehouse, and we just basically match them up for the units and ship them around the world. Right now, about 10% of our sales are international, and about 90% are inside the United States. You know, and when you're selling products like this, you know, in the United States, you have to be on Amazon, and it's probably about half of our sales come through the largest store in the world.
Yeah, excellent. That's important to note, because again, I've got a lot of listeners on this podcast. About 70 to 80% of my listeners are actually based in the US. So this is going to be great news for them. And again, they want to find a link to the device. They'll see that in the podcast show notes. There'll be a discount code if they want to apply that. But
they're always going to save more with, you know, the offer that you have, Lucas, versus going on Amazon direct. Some people love to go on Amazon because it's easy, it's simple. You know, you can return something if it doesn't work the way you want it to, which is wonderful. But if you're looking to save money, you know, take advantage of the offer that Lucas is going to be presenting to each of you.
Yeah. As far as the evolution of the product, I'm curious to know if you guys are thinking maybe, you know, how can we is there going to be a version two? Are you going to change what do you think?
We are in the process of this product is not, what should I say, sexy. It's not something you're going to leave out in your house for your friends and family to check out. It's very industrial. It's very medical grade. And the components are of such as such. And as the device has evolved over time, you know, there was a point that it had, you know, old mercury-based fluorescent bulbs in the day. And we had to evolve away from those. Those are toxic to the environment. And we've got bulbs that are fluorescent bulbs that have zero mercury in them now. And so we're going through a major overhaul right now with our manufacturer of the product. And for several reasons, but that version, you know, I wouldn't call it version two, but maybe it's version four that's going to be coming out, because we really haven't made any significant changes to the product itself for at least 15 years. And so the changes that are coming, some will be on the styling side, but very little. Most of it's on effectiveness, on safety, on several other factors that newer standards with the FDA have come into play that we have been working on for almost over a year now. And so the next version, if all goes well and it gets approved the way we expect it to, you know, should be out somewhere. This is, again, the government at work in the United States. I would say somewhere between, you know, 8 months from now and a year and a half from now.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll make sure to keep my audience up to date with that. Any further developments in terms of, you know, product reiteration and design, things like that?
It's as far as the effectiveness and the output, Lucas, that's going to remain the same. Mm. And so some of these changes are because of change of standards, but the, you know, the impact on the body will be identical.
Yep. As far as the lifetime, how long it will last each bulb, I've had that asked a number of times. Just want to sort of explain, you know, do they have to replace it after 1 year, 2 years, things like that?
Yeah. The bulbs, I believe, and I don't have it in front of me, are rated for a ridiculous number of hours. In fact, I don't know if it's 10,000 hours. Each unit that we have is different, but there's hours of usage and then there's age of the bulb itself. And there is degradation of the output based on both. And so if the device has not been used for several years and you decide to bring it out and use it, you know, we always recommend upgrading your bulbs, getting fresh new bulbs put in. And if you've used it a ton over the years, again, we would say you should refresh your bulbs every 5 years. But it's not like we're talking about an annual change out of the bulbs. It's just 5 years. If you get to 10,000 hours, which nobody's going to do, or whatever the maximum threshold is on this unit, then you'll change them out. And we, you know, we ship those direct all over the world. They're guaranteed. If somehow these are bulbs, they're fragile, and there's anything wrong, we will make sure that we get you new ones. And so they're packaged properly, but you know, every once in a while somebody gets something that we've got to handle. But that's part of our, you know, overall philosophy is as we help people care for their bodies, we also want to care for the people that come to us in need and support. And we've got an amazing team at Spurdy and Alaska Northern Lights, which I'm very proud to work with every day, because we do it the right way all the time. We take good care of people. You know, we've had individuals with devices, and my team would be like, don't say this, Court, but, you know, they fall well out of a warranty period, and our warranties are very long, that, you know, want us to cover something, and it's rare, you know, that I ever say, of course, we're going to take care of that. We're going to replace it, you know, giving refunds for things that maybe didn't work out for them, you know, up until a certain point. You know, we had a call the other day, you'll laugh at this, from an individual that bought one of our tanning light products, and they bought it on Amazon. They said the product didn't work, so they threw it away, and they wanted a refund for the product. And the product's now gone because the garbage collectors had already taken it away, but they still wanted a refund. And if you've worked with Amazon, everyone knows you send it back to Amazon directly, and they'll take care of you, and then they ship it to us. But, you know, there's obviously a point. Yeah. We'll bend over backwards to a point, but in this guy's case, didn't work out for him.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a degree of like fairness there, and that's You guys are already doing so much for everyone in the world. Like, you're already making something available that like millions of people can benefit from, and so like I really respect your vision and mission, and the team and everyone's so supportive. The education is also great. And you know, that's what I'm trying to do here, is to showcase that information to the world, share really exotic and exciting health products, supplements, you know, medical devices, things like that, that can really, you know, benefit the world. And so, yeah, hats off to what you guys are doing at Spurdy. I mean, it's an incredible, you know, platform you've developed, and you know, you really are changing lives.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And we feel like we are. And, you know, as we evolve our business, we're looking for more products that are going to have a positive impact on the human race, the global human race. And, you know, anything that we can do in the light space, we're going to continue to be doing research on. We've got a couple products that are under development right now. And won't talk about what they're going into until we get them released and out, but there's always something new that we're working on, and we're going to continue to innovate and do everything we can to help people with mental health and physical health.
Yeah, perfect. And when those new products are up and released, we'll have to get you back on for a second episode to record and discuss you know, those new products as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd love to get on too, Lucas, because of the time of year that, you know, in North America and in the northern parts of the world, with seasonal affective disorder and winter blues and the significance of that on mental health, you know, the world's already taken a major hit to mental health in the last few years. And, you know, you add in seasonality to that as well. And the positive impact of bright light therapy and how that actually works is amazing and really cool. And how many, you know, individuals take advantage of the products that we have under the Alaska Northern Lights brand. You know, individuals have heard about it, but they don't always understand exactly how the mechanics of it work.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be an important episode to dive deeper on. But yeah, Cort, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast today. I mean, there's going to be a lot of useful information for my audience. I'll obviously, you know, share this across my social network and things like that, and I'm sure you guys will help to share that around. But yeah, hats off to you guys at Spurdy. You know, really impressed with what you guys are pioneering, and yeah, thanks again for coming on the show.
And thank you, Lucas, and thanks for spreading the word and looking out for individuals, people's health. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.